Some of the best high school basketball in the state is played right here in Southeast Wisconsin. It's time to hear from some of the best high school basketball coaches in the area. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores. Now with former Marquette High and Concordia University coach David Cooks, here's 105.7 FM The Fan's High School Insider, Big Time Mike McGivern.
Matt, it's a great start of the show right there. Welcome to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show.
I'm not even here.
Man, where's Cooks?
He's not here. Yeah. I let him in. Has anybody seen him? He's disappeared.
The Polish pipe bomb. That's his nickname.
It was like, what in the world is that?
Where's Cooks? You're sitting right there.
I was right here.
Man, I see you.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
You know, do you have hot cranberry juice today? It'd be a good day for some hot cranberry juice.
How you
juice.
Been? Yeah, it's a little cold out there.
It's crisp.
You know what warms you up?
What
putting
warms
a buck 27 up on somebody.
Who put a buck 27 up? That's not in the NBA.
Bayview.
I thought so.
Yeah, I know.
That's some kind
you
of
know
view.
What? He walked in. He had a sleeve, sleeveless shirt on. He's all warm because he put a buck 27 up on somebody last night.
Did they
night.
Get sides with that? Some biscuits,
man.
Maybe a couple drinks with that.
Head basketball coach at Bayview is our special guest for the entire 2 hours. He is Daryl Longley. How you been, Daryl?
Pretty good. How you guys doing?
Yeah, congratulations. Look, guys like me. Beginning of the year, we start kind of doing some predicting and stuff. Never saw it coming, Coach, and I apologize to you. Babe, you playing awfully well right now.
Appreciate that.
Man, the whole year. Did you see it coming?
We put a lot of work in the summer, so I figure we have some success. Not this much, but I figure we have a good year.
How many years you been coaching? Let's start with your background. You're a Bayview guy.
I am. Graduated 2005. Played all 4 years there.
Coach Jones?
Coach Jones, yeah.
Yeah. How was that playing for him?
It was an experience.
Yes, it was. You made it through, man.
Yeah.
You made it through. I coached against him a little bit. He was tough. He was demanding on his boys.
Very.
Yeah. Learned a lot from him?
Definitely. Just competing. Just competing and wanting to win. That's what he's about.
Yeah, I think that's really important to know about him. You guys had some really good teams back then.
Yeah. We was a game away from state my senior year. They let him go my senior year.
Right.
So we had a new coach, but we was pretty good that
Who
that
was
year.
On that team?
Darrell Kern was our star player. He actually coaches back with me. He does the JV.
Okay.
Dwight Bikes was there with us. He's a sophomore.
Mm-hmm.
Shane Woods was a sophomore, sharpshooter guy.
Yeah.
It was pretty talented guys.
Yeah, no doubt.
I don't think we played you that year. You guys knocked us out. The year we had Terry Hollins and Grisiak,
smiling
guys.
Terry Hollins,
and they had a little point guard then.
Brownlee was Brownlee there?
No, it was Dwight Bikes and I forget the other short guy.
It had to be Shane Woods then.
Johnny Lacy.
Oh, there you
Lacy.
Go.
That was after me.
Ooh.
After me.
Yeah, that was a good. Team.
Johnny Lacy could play.
Yeah,
just a little bit.
Yeah,
127.
They put 127.
Yeah.
We
can
talk about Lacy during the break though. Lacy was a really good basketball player.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
But he had some other things, some other demons
he
might have been dealing with.
That he had to
he had some life challenges. There you go. Not demons.
That's right.
Some life challenges.
Yeah.
But boy, on the court, my good straight up play.
Yeah, he was the business.
He was.
They didn't drop 127. How do you drop 127?
Now and I asked him about it when he walked in and he said, look, North Division's down. They're struggling a little bit. And we had our bench in the whole second half, and there's ways to pull it back, but you got to let some of those guys that come to practice every day and
definitely
you got to let them go a little bit.
Definitely, I mean that's the time to shine. You know they don't play the big games, they won't get in. You know they work hard all week for you guys.
Absolutely.
So you know you got to let them play. You know,
hey, look, man, you know don't apologize.
Don't apologize.
Don't just straight. Don't apologize.
And you know what? And I've told this story 100 times, and I keep being told by the guy that is about to stop telling it, but I do. I was coaching football at Dominican a long time ago, and we were down 42-0 in the Catholic Memorial with 3 minutes to go in the game. And they ran a double reverse bomb for a touchdown. And I was in the men's room after, and the head coach from Catholic Memorial came in. And I said, was that necessary? He said, you don't like that? I said, no. He said, then get better. That's not on me. I'm not going to stop what we do because you're not good. Then you get better so that doesn't happen to you again.
Yeah.
And it was one of those epiphany kind of moments like, he's right. Why should he have to pull back and stop what he does? Because I can't coach my kids up to play.
I agree.
So you know what? Don't 127 though is tough, man.
What do we got going on the show today? What we got?
You know why you don't have a sheet? Because we don't have much going on. You know what? I had Jim Galke, who was the district manager for Wendy's, was coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And I was excited because he played on the 1977 Marquette championship game. He was on that team.
Really?
Yeah. And he's sick. So he's not coming in. And we're going to do two segments with him because Wendy's, as you know, we'll talk about what they've done for us at Martin Luther with our pregame meals has been unbelievable. And we played Dominican Tuesday night, and we're doing like a mascot game with the Wendy's people.
Oh, wow.
They're going to come over. They're going to bring kids out of the stands and do free throw shooting contests. They're going to throw coupons in the crowd. It's going to be really fun. And I want a Galke here, and he's sick. I think he's chicken. That's what I think. I'm going with this.
Did you say chicken when you're talking about Wendy's?
Yep, I did. And they have great chicken, but I think Galke is chicken to come in studio because I guess I must be very intimidated.
I think so. Even the guys when they left from the previous show, they how do you do it every week?
Yeah.
I said, well, I just get fired a couple times.
Mads just wanted to know how many times you're going to try to sell your book. That's what he kept saying.
Yeah, well, he needs to buy some.
For
the whole football team.
Speaking of the book, it's titled Getting Undressed from Paralysis to Purpose, DavidCookSpeaks.com. By the way, I was down at Berlin Catholic Central on Tuesday night, played a game down there. And there was a photographer that I see at Waterford, Burlington, that area all the time. Played basketball with you.
Uh-huh, Rick
and
Benavides.
He said you were a little dirty. I said, was he dirty? He goes, yeah, I used to like run over my son. I used to do something. I don't know. He explained to me, and I don't really know Wiltshire basketball, what dirty is and what's not.
Yeah.
But he said, yeah, he used to do this to me all the time.
I was competitive. So let's get that clear.
It's a bit,
I was very competitive.
Thin line.
And yeah, no, it's a thick line.
Thin line.
Okay, you call it thin. I say it's thick. So, yeah, Rick's been doing photography for a while, and he's one of my fishing buddies.
I told him about taking you to Richfield that day. Fishing.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and he was like, can I go? That's perfect. Next time you take him, I want to go. So he said hello, by the way.
Fantastic.
And he was going to pick up the book. He said, first thing Wednesday, I'm going to go online and pick it up because I'd love to read that book.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
I hope he does it.
Getting Undressed from Paralysis to Purpose. Our special in-studio guest, we're going to talk to the head coach at UW Oshkosh, interim head coach. He's like 20-1. He's going to be the head coach.
Yeah.
But we're going to talk to him at 11:15, and Mark Miller might join us. He doesn't know it yet, but he might join us, take Jim Galke's spot. I'll be texting Mark Miller real soon to see if he wants to come on. But Darrell Longley, he is 4-year head coach at Bayview, the area Redcats, Bayview area Redcats. That's the youth program.
Right.
Sorry about that. The Redcats right now tied for first in that conference. We got to get this out, Coach. Mm-hmm. We got to talk about it. You know, you guys get a chance to play Washington here. They're not tied. They're leading, the conference. Washington's 7-1. Bayview is undefeated in the conference. You guys get Washington coming up in a couple weeks, and they just got a new kid transfer in.
Yeah.
I just saw that. Right
and guess
now.
What game he's eligible for? When they play Bayview. you know what Darrell said? I don't care. Bring him on. He said, oh, it's okay. What are you going to do, cry about it? We'll lace them up and go play.
Right, exactly.
That's what you do.
Look, I've had Freddie here. I've had Freddie Riley in. Freddie's a good guy. But when I read the article and Freddie said the first time I learned about the kids when he showed up at the school, I come on now. I've been at this a long time. I was born during the day, but I wasn't born yesterday. I would question that. But if that's what Freddie says happened, then that's probably what happened. But I'd like him to look me in the eye and tell me that. What do you think about that, Coach? You heard about this kid a while back.
I heard rumblings about it. You know, being in the city, you hear things, you hear rumors. You never know what's true.
Yeah.
So when it happened a couple of days ago, you know, what can you do?
And you know what? And reading that article, the kid's no joke.
Oh, no. He's a talent. He's definitely a talent.
He's got offers. He's a 6'5", 190-pound freshman.
Yeah.
Freshman. Already offered scholarships from Kansas, LSU, Texas A&M, TCU, SMU, among others. And he's been able to practice. And his first game that he'll be eligible, February 15th against Bayview. I'm glad we beat him early. Martin Luther, we got him right off the bat. I want no part of those guys, I think, here in the next few weeks. Coach, let's get back, if we can, to your background, and we'll talk more about your team as the show goes on. You, Milwaukee guy, went to Bayview, then you went on to college. Where'd you go?
First year I went to Winona State. Okay. Out there. Went out there to play ball. Didn't work out. Ended up transferring back here to UWM.
Okay.
Yeah.
You were homesick or?
Just different philosophies when I went out there. I had a lot of options coming out of high school. I went that. It was the highest offer I had. So just me just taking, being that guy. I wanted to take that offer. Just didn't work out well.
Can I ask you, what did you learn from that you can pass along to your players?
I tell the kids all the time, you gotta go and dissect everything. Talk to the coaches, talk to the players. Really, when you want to go and play basketball, you gotta understand their philosophy, you know, their culture, their everything. You just gotta figure everything out and really sit down and think about things before you just make a decision.
And do you talk about that? There's nothing wrong if it's not a good fit. I mean,
definitely.
Because I think sometimes we try to make the glove fit
right
when it does not.
Yeah.
And then you're uncomfortable, you can't function properly, and then you end up sometime leaving, and then you just lose all your opportunities.
And you know, too, imagine how many really good basketball programs you have to drive past to get to where you went.
Yeah.
And you know what? That the street cred and the pride of, oh no, I got a scholarship.
Yeah, definitely. I had a lot of Division III entries, Carroll, Lakeland, a lot of UW schools. But the Division II school was like, it's Division II, it's a scholarship. You know,
right.
You did something. You kind of made it. So what? You know what I mean?
If you knew then what you know now, if you had to do it all over again, would you make a different choice?
That's tough. I don't think so. I met a lot of good people out there. Friends with a lot of guys, my college roommate, a lot of the guys from the team. One of my best friends I talked to this day, I met out there.
Okay.
I wouldn't change. It was a great experience. It made me refocus and know what I wanted to do. Because when I came back, I started coaching. So immediately.
Oh, wow.
Like, I stopped playing. I went right to coaching.
You did?
Yeah.
Where did you coach right off the jump?
I started coaching AAU.
Okay,
yeah,
for
real
what
small program?
Program.
It was Wisconsin Warriors.
Okay.
Real small program for about 3 years. And then me and a couple of buddies, we got coaching buddies. We developed our own. We founded our own AAU program.
What program was that?
Wisconsin Bulldogs.
Okay.
So we did that about 6-7 years. And then now I run a Young Legends program. It's pretty,
sure.
pretty big program.
Man, when do you get time off from coaching?
Never. Yeah, my girlfriend, she complains about it all the time.
Man, to be a young gun, to be a young gun.
These guys,
I remember those days.
Oh yeah.
No,
Every weekend, all
I know,
summer long,
traveling,
it doesn't
traveling,
stop. Doesn't
fundraising,
stop.
All of it.
Yeah.
Right? No, it's gonna stop.
Yeah. What, is your girlfriend listening to anything?
I don't know. Hopefully not.
What is her name?
Sarah.
Sarah, I hope you're listening. You're going to learn a lot from a couple of old coaches talking to this young gun right here.
Yeah.
Hey, let's get to a break. On this side of the break, we're going to talk about this Bayview team, this roster, and we'll talk a little bit about, you know, the success that they've had. And, again, this has been a surprise to some people, not just me. I mean, I'm not the only one that did not think – that they were going to have a great year. I know that Mark Miller, again, I'm going to be texting him in a minute. He picked you guys for sixth in the conference. You want to talk to him, right?
You know, everyone has their opinion, you know.
do you hang this book? Did you take that sheet out and put it in the locker room?
I don't. The kids talk about it all the time, though.
All the time.
I don't pay attention to the rankings and all that stuff. I mean, you got to come out and play.
Do you know where you're ranked? I can tell you.
I don't know.
You don't?
I don't know.
Division II. In the state, in the coaches poll right now, you guys moved up from you were 8 last week to 7 this week.
Okay,
you moved up. Congratulations, man!
I appreciate it.
Yeah, I think as coaches, we do peak a little bit, but we don't put a ton in that. But
yeah. I mean, you know,
it's great for the kids.
Yeah,
you know, it gives them confidence.
And you know what? Bring this with you when you get to the seating meeting.
Oh, definitely.
Because you can say, "Hold on a second. Wait a second. I'm sorry." I'm sorry, you're not in. I don't see you anywhere. You're not getting that 5. I want the 5 or whatever. Let's get to a break. Other side of the break, we will continue. We're going to talk City Conference basketball today. We've got the interim head coach from UW Oshkosh going to join us at 11:15. And again, we had Jim Gahlke from Wendy's, but he's sick, and we'll get him in sometime later in the year and just talk a little bit about some of the great things that they do, not only in the community, but they do for the school and the team that I coach. What do you guys do for pregame meals, by the way?
We have either my mom or one of the kids' moms. They either make something, order something in.
Yeah. So here's what, over at Martin Luther, we kept going back and forth. We're not doing this right. What are we doing? And we went and sat with the people at Wendy's and met with Sheila and Fazoli's was there, Chili's was there, Perkins, the four properties.
Yeah.
And they put together, they said, look, here are the options for you if you want to go through us. And here's what it's going to cost, very reasonable. And I pick it up every game day at 3:30. And yesterday it was chicken Alfredo. Yeah, it was really good. They had chicken on the side and the noodles and some breadsticks. The week before it was chicken sandwiches and potatoes, baked potatoes from Wendy's. Our kids are loving this thing. And really, really, it's hot. These kids love it because we're changing it every time. And I think we have three losses. Two of the losses were we did not eat with those guys. And so we're giving them a lot of the credit. And I would highly recommend any coach that's looking to do that. And I can pass along a bunch of information. But Sheila Mickey is the one that you need to talk to. And let me give you her number. It's 414-255-1369. 255-1369. Sheila Mickey. Great choices, great pricing. And I would contact them. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Wanna wake up in the morning.
That's Bill Withers, right? Oh, no, that was David Cooks. I'm sorry. Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores. I'm Mike McGivern, alongside David Cooks. He is author, former coach at Marquette High, Concordia University, and our special in-studio guest, a head basketball coach, fourth year at Bayview, and they're having a heck of a season, Daryl Longley. Hey, Daryl, let's talk a little bit about your staff, assistant coaches, stuff like that, guys that are helping you out.
Yeah, we got a pretty good staff.
That's a good way to start.
Yeah, pretty good staff. My freshman coach is Demetrius Boyd. Mm-hmm. He was actually my freshman coach when I played at Bayview. He's been at Bayview since, a long time Bayview guy.
Yeah.
Been around a while. Durrell Kern is our JV coach. He played with me when I at Bayview. A lot of Bayview ties. Anyways.
Yeah.
My varsity staff, I have Bakari Triggs, young guy, just graduated college, real energetic. His first year with us. I got my brother, another Bayview grad, real good guy, love the kids. Then Isaiah Weatherall, my cousin, not a Bayview guy, but a family guy.
Sure.
But a lot of guys, a lot of young guys that just energized and ready to go and ready to get the kids going.
How many guys are in the building?
Myself, Bakari is in the building now, and Durrell is in the building.
And what do you do outside of coaching in the building?
I'm a pair in the building.
Okay.
So I'm subbing classes. Hallway duty, textbook coordinator is my official role. Just getting that stuff going.
Is that what you went to school for? Do you want to be an educator? Did you want to be what? Did you want to go?
No, I actually went for school for business finance.
Really?
So completely opposite. Yeah.
Man, well, so we need to talk during the break because I'm a little worried about a few things in my portfolio. My portfolio.
Your portfolio. Yeah. That sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, it's nice to have on this side of the table a couple finance guys.
Yeah.
And then somebody who has no money, like me. So it's perfect. Maybe you guys can teach me how to have this little bit of money that can make some money. Coach, when you got back to Bayview and became the head basketball coach, are you a different coach now year four than you were year one, you think?
Yeah, I am. Coming from the AAU scene, it's a different vibe.
Big time, yeah.
You're not with those guys 24/7 like I am with the high school guys. You build different relationships because you're on the road, you're traveling. You know their families a little bit more because those guys are different, are more in tune with what you're doing. Especially in the city, you don't have as much family support. So those guys are become more of your family, your kids or whatnot. So,
right.
You see them every day. So their mood changes just like the average teenager. So you got to kind of give and take a little bit more. Not so strict. You got to be more, not buddy-buddy, but more of sometimes a friend more than a coach.
Yeah.
And
a mentor.
And a mentor, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You got to have some flexibility.
Exactly.
I mean, you can't, these kids are dealing with so many things nowadays that you can't go into the room already determining what you're going to do. You need to kind of wait.
Yeah.
See what the situation is that moment, that day, and then go ahead and.
Is that hard for you?
No. I mean, I adjusted pretty well. It's like one like some of the kids always say, it's all about the vibe. You know, we have our pre-practice huddles every day, pre and post, and we just talk about the day. You know what I mean? Just talk about how things going. And the one thing that our kids always say is just positive vibes. Every time we come in the huddle, it's got to be positive. No matter what happened during the day, what happened at home, just when we come to the gym, we're in this huddle, it's positive.
You know, and look, nothing against Coach Jones, but that's different than when you play.
Exactly, and that's what I had to learn.
Yeah.
Because when I came in, I was taking stuff from Jones and the coaches that I had. I played under guys that was very hard-nosed.
Right.
It was this way or no way. So you got to fall in line. But the generation has changed. It's changed, you know. So you got to kind of adapt and go with the flow more, you know, more so this time around.
So I do another show called Faith in the Zone, and I had head football coach at Eastern Michigan University on, and I said, "Hey, the kids have really changed a little bit over the years, don't you think?" And he said, "Absolutely not." He said, "I don't think they have. I think we've changed." He said, "I was 28 years old. I was a head Division I college football player. I was single and I was cool." Mm-hmm. He said, "I'm now 44. I'm married with 3 kids. I'm not that guy anymore. Right. All I want to do is get out of practice, go see my wife and my kids." Mm-hmm. He said, "And they're still doing the idiot stuff that I did as a freshman in college. Now they're posting everything and they're videotaping everything."
Yeah.
"I didn't do that." He said, "But I don't know." And so I'm wondering if they've changed a little bit or if you've changed.
I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, because back in my day, we didn't have Twitter, we didn't have Facebook, we didn't have a state of high school.
Thank goodness for that.
Man, it's crazy.
Yeah. Right?
So,
yeah,
you know,
praise the Lord on that one.
Yeah.
Man.
So, you know, every little thing they do, they run out and post it, you know. And I tell them all the time, just you don't got to tell everybody everything. You know, we have a problem, let's come to me, let's figure it out before we go and broadcast it live to everybody.
We had a guy on the high school show a number of years ago. He was an assistant coach from Southern Miss. And he was all his job, coach, was they would give him a list on Thursday of guys, recruits throughout the country. And on Monday, he'd come back and all he would do is check their Twitter, social, Facebook. And he said, "These guys think they're slick. One Facebook page where they're at church, the other one where there's some beach with all these cats."
They got multiple
beer.
Pages now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, "I find them all."
Yeah.
He goes, "I'm really good at what I do. I find them all, and they'll give me a list of 40, and 15 of them, I'll mark off, say, you want no part of that kid."
Right, yeah.
And they stop recruiting them. Mm-hmm. And so I tell kids I coach this, and they look at me like, "Oh, old man, you don't know what you're talking about." But you know what? You do. Mm-hmm. You're a young guy. You know what the pitfalls of this. They think they could post something and it goes away. Man, a lot of it never goes away.
It doesn't. I mean, my staff do a good job with that. I'm not a big social media guy. I post the scores and stats on Facebook. That's about it.
I know. I tried to find some stuff. I couldn't find it.
Yeah, I don't post a lot. No. Yeah, it's either my son or baby basketball. That's pretty much I post on Facebook.
How old is your son?
Six.
Six?
He's six, yeah.
Yeah? Does he come to games?
He's at the most games, yeah. Yeah, he's you can see him sitting alongside my sister, just hanging out, yeah.
What's his name?
Carter.
That's
Carter.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You getting him going to his left yet?
He doesn't like basketball too much. He's a soccer guy.
That's all right.
So I'm letting him roll with that right now until I force him, you know, into the gym. You know.
Last Saturday, my grandson, I got 3 of them. One's a 5-year-old, mm-hmm. plays in the Upward Basketball League.
Yeah.
And they always play in the morning, but they play in the afternoon, so I got a chance to go. Beckett. I said, "Beckett, why did you keep putting your hands to your side?" He said, "Because the ball was coming. I don't want the ball." I said, "Hold on a second. This is basketball." He said, "I just like running up and down the court." I said, "Beckett, why is it that when you are on offense, because they wear the wristband, the color wristband, so if mine's red and yours red, I'm guarding you, you're guarding me." I said, "Beckett, why when you are on offense and your guy playing defense was way on the other side, did you run to him?" He said, "Because we're supposed to be next to each other." And I said, "When he was dribbling, why don't you just take the ball?" He said, "Papa, they got to pass me the ball." Man, you don't know the rules at all. So you know what? Let me know if you got room in that soccer league that your son's playing.
I got you.
It was so fun. But he put his hands right to his side.
Mm-hmm.
So I envy you.
It's crazy. You're saying your grandson, my nephew, he's 7, 1 year older than my son. He's at every game as well. He's a big-time basketball guy.
Okay.
So I haven't been to a game. They play Saturday mornings, so I haven't been to a game yet. But he's the complete opposite. He goes get it.
Right.
He goes and get it. he shoots about 30 times a game. You give him the ball, he's getting
he's
it up.
He's firing it.
Yeah, he's getting it up.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's my son Matthew, because he was around and he came to all our practices and stuff like that. And he was always in the basement dribbling, left hand, right hand, making plays, doing that stuff. So he had that kind of mindset all the time. And so I don't, you know, Coach, I don't know if it's something that, that kids just have or you can develop it, because I'm hoping you can develop it, because that's 5-year-old. He's going to need some development, man. I love him to death. You know what else he did to me? Because he's just at that right height. He said, Papa, there's Monday, Tuesday, and punch day.
I got you.
Man, I doubled over.
Some things never change.
Man, I doubled over. Let's get to a break. In studio guests, this is fun. Man, I'm enjoying this. He's the head basketball coach at Bayview. We're going to talk about his roster on the other side. We'll talk about the kids that when you go out and watch Bayview play, he's going to tell you what kids are really making this team go. He is Daryl Longley. I'm sorry. I'm horrible with names, Coach. I just am. 4-year head basketball coach at Bayview. And right now, Division II ranks 7th in the state, and they are undefeated on top of the city conference. And I'd love for somebody to say, hey, I knew that was coming, other than him and the boys in that gym, because he has surprised us. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up.
Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores.
We,
yeah, I picked that
can
song.
Can we enjoy just a little bit more of it?
Yeah, come on, crank it.
That's nice. Who's that? Melvin and the Blue Notes?
Teddy Pendergrass
that
right there.
That sounds like Teddy P,
that's
right?
That's Teddy right there.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's a great song. It really is. And you know what? And it's an old song, but listen to the words, and it's really relevant. Absolutely. Right now. It's really relevant. Again, thanks for listening. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz. Our special guest in studio for the entire 2 hours. He is the head basketball coach at Bayview. He is Daryl Longley. At 11:15, we're going to have the head basketball coach from UW Oshkosh join us. Interim. And we're going to ask him about that, because they're like 20-1. I don't see that being an interim much longer. I don't think, but we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
He's going to join us, and I look forward to that conversation.
I don't miss running into him on the recruiting trail either.
No?
No.
Matt Lewis, his name.
Great guy. Yeah, really good guy. And we were always battling when I was at Concordia over players, and he's got a couple of 2 or 3 on his roster that I think we would have liked to have had.
Should have closed it, man.
Sometimes you just can't close it.
You can't get the deal. Hey, Daryl, this Bayview roster, is this a senior laden team?
No. We got 4 seniors. 3 that put a lot of work in for us. 1 don't play too much.
Okay.
But we got a pretty diverse roster.
Yeah.
Grade wise, yeah.
If somebody comes to watch you guys play, who's going to jump off the page? I know that, you know, looking at your scoring, I'm not quite sure if – look, I'm not bad taking 1 away, maybe 2.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got 2 scores that I need to pay special attention to. But when you got 4 in double figures and almost 5, like you do, you got to pick your poison, it sounds like, with me.
Yeah, right? We got a lot of weapons. Like our leading scorer is not nowhere near a scorer. He just does what he needs to do to score the ball.
Kevin Cook,
yeah.
Yeah, he was coming in studio, and then something came up.
Yeah, he had some family engagements he had to do. So.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Kevin, he's averaging a little under 20 points. He scores the ball pretty well around the basket. You can't give him the ball in the post, though. You know, he don't score the ball in the back to his basket. He just cleans up.
He's 6'6".
Good
size.
Yeah. He just finished everything. He rebounds the ball. He's probably averaging about 14, 15 rebounds. He rebounds the ball well, putbacks. He runs the floor like a deer. Our guards do a real good job just giving the ball in transition.
If we come watch you play, what style of play do you have? Without giving away, coach talk, right?
Yeah.
Hey, hold on now, because Freddie Riley might be listening.
He might be listening, right? I think Cooks is working on the other side right now.
Well, I did coach Freddie, but that's a whole other story.
Yeah, we're up tempo. It depends on who we're playing. We can play fast, we can play slow. The guys really bought into our half court offense.
Okay.
But they like to run. The kids like to run.
Yeah.
You know, and we got real good guards, 2 real good guards that push the ball well and find guys. So it depends. We're multifaceted. You know what I mean?
Man, at the high school level, when you have two good guards, we have two good guards at.
Yeah,
we have a number of guards at Martin Luther, but A7's Traquan Carrington. Yeah. Man, when they're going and they're getting in gaps and kicking and going getting in gaps
special.
And finishing, it is special.
Yeah,
it is, and things have. Everything that Trey does, everything seems slow for him, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him that, and he said, look, I was good when I was little, but I've always been a little guy.
Right.
And I didn't even like basketball that much when I started, but the girls seemed to like the basketball players, so I hung out on the playground. And he said, but it's interesting because he's 36 years of coaching. He's one of the most talented players I've ever coached.
Yeah.
And he sees the floor really, really well. And when he takes over a game, a lot of times he'll do it on the defensive end.
Yeah.
He'll just make things such a problem for them to get into their offense. Mm-hmm. But it's, man, when you have two good guards at the high school level, there's a lot of things you can do with that.
Yeah, yeah. Like we have B.J. Hintz and then Khalil Clark. Khalil is getting Division I interest. BJ will as well. He's a small guard, kind of like Trey at Martin Luther.
Yep.
But he gets after defensively. He's very unselfish. I yell him all the time, just shoot the ball a little bit more.
Yeah.
Because he just want to pass first. And it really helped our team out. They're real unselfish, and I think that's all because of BJ. His first year with us, so it's a big addition for us this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And 5'9", quick.
Yeah, quick, real quick. And he's athletic, too. He got a lot of big blocks this year. I'd never seen it coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's very athletic.
That's
sneaky.
With Trey, too. He's up on the rim.
Yeah.
And what he does, and I asked him about it, he said, look, it's the only way I know. He'll get to the basket, and he'll get into the big guy, and he'll jump, and they'll jump, and he'll wait for them to come down a little bit, and he'll lay it in.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, what's that feel like? Like, I can't jump over a phone book. I just wonder what it's like to get up on the rim like that. That's good. Coach, defensively, are you guys a man? Are you zone? Are you a combination? Do you press?
Combination. Growing up, I wasn't a big fan of zone, especially playing under Jones. We didn't do zone. Up the line in your face, full court press, 94 feet, get into it. We play a lot of man, but we also play a lot of zone. We got a lot of guys that are long. It all depends where we're playing.
Syracuse zone kind of matchup kind of stuff?
Yeah, yeah, definitely, definitely. We got, like, our Malcolm is 6'5", Kevin is 6'6", Sheldon the junior, he's about 6'4".
Oof.
And then Khalil's, he's about 6'3", very long. And then BJ's a little bitty guy that's on top.
Right.
But we're long, so we can do a zone a little bit, pressure zone, 1-3-1, a little bit of everything.
That sounds like classic 1-3-1.
Yeah, definitely.
Look at Cooks, man. Yeah,
that's that Marquette stuff.
You know what? Yours, he wouldn't even, if you said zone, he'd stop the conversation.
I was the same way. I was the same way, man. And so it's nice just to listen to you that you're not the coach you were 4 years ago, because all of us do change if we want to stay in the business
and
be successful.
Yeah.
You know, and so to see other things and try other things and to match your system to the players you have, because it's not college. And I think people sometimes get caught in this thing that they're going to run whatever regardless of their players.
Yeah, you can't
do that.
I mean, you can't recruit. I mean, in college, you recruit the kids that fit your system.
Right.
In high school, you get what you get, unless you get transfers from Texas or whatever.
Yeah. but we should go to a break, but it's not time. Because that, you know what that is? That's a mic drop in my business right there. Hey, I was talking to somebody last night who was a high school coach and on the JV level. And he said, hey, look, I had, beginning of the year this year, so we made our cuts. I had my 14 kids, and I said, how many kids played nothing but zone in grade school? And 12 raised their hand. He said, now I know my freshman coach is trying to get them to know the principle's a man, but he said, it's horrible. These kids, think about this. This is year two of them being taught how to play man-to-man defense. And he said, and all they did was sit in the zone. Grade school. So I'm going to ask both you guys, how much does that hurt the kids' development if all they can do is play zone? And is it easier to take a kid who has learned the principles of man and then teach him a zone rather than opposite?
I think it's easier if you got the man principles.
Yeah.
Because every zone that we run at Bayview or that I teach, it's all man principles. You know, because the guys, they think their zone is just going to guard. You're on the top of 2-3, you're going to guard the elbow.
Right.
It's not. I mean, if they shift the zone or overload the side, you got to overload the side of the zone as well. So you got to know, we do everything as a matchup zone. You know, you got to guard somebody. And I tell them all the time, if you're in the zone, if you're not touching somebody in that zone, you're not playing it right. You got to touch a body in his own. So that's your man. If he's in your area, that's your man. Touch him. And if he's not, if there's no one in your area, you got to find somebody.
Right.
That means somebody needs to slide over. Somebody get pushed over. We got to rotate a little bit more.
Yeah.
So that, you know, because, you know, you got to overload the zone. That's how you beat a zone. You overload it.
Right.
If they don't move, you're stuck.
And the idea of not trap, you know, one to the ball. Mm-hmm. I'm big into that. One to the ball. Because once you go and now you're going to double it, now they're going to shift and they're going to get a wide open look. But if it's one of the ball, you get a much better chance of defending. How do you rebound out of that zone? That's a tough part for me as well.
Yeah, we got some guys that's just athletic. Honestly, I won't take the credit for it. I'm not teaching them how to rebound.
Right.
I wasn't a big rebounder back in my day.
No.
But these guys are athletic and they go after it. They're real tough. We do a lot of rebounding drills in practice. But those guys just go after. I mean, you just got to want it sometimes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Rebounding is such an interesting thing in the game because you really can't teach a player. They've got to have that instinct to go get the ball.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just.
Right.
I don't care. You can box out and do all them drills all you want to and do all that. But if it's not in their DNA to go get that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's tough.
It's hard, man.
Hey, I was before I worked at the radio stations, I worked for some sports marketing companies, and a guy named Jerry Lucas played at Ohio State, played for the Knicks. Mm-hmm. I had a chance to spend 2 hours in the car with him, and he was telling me that after his eighth grade year, he's going to be a freshman in high school. That whole summer, 6 days a week, his buddies are at the pool and going to the mall and all that. He went to the playground for 8 hours a day. And the first seven, he shot to make the shot. And the last hour, every day, he shot and missed on purpose and studied where the ball went. And he said, look, I never boxed anybody out. And I led the nation in rebounding, and I led the NBA in rebounding. And the only guy that had that same thing I had was Dennis Rodman. He said, Rodman, you watch him. He never boxed anybody out. And he got every rebound because he knew angles. And he knew when somebody shot where the ball was going to come off. Mm-hmm. And you're right. Not only do you want to go get it, but if you're a student of the game and you have that in you, mm-hmm. you know, I'm sure Rodman did. I don't know if he spent an hour every day missing, but I'll tell you this.
Well, he couldn't shoot.
Yeah, he probably just missed, hours. Period.
Yeah, that's it. But, boy, I'll tell you, he went and got it.
He went and got it. Well, the whole angles and understanding, if they shoot a three-point shot, you have a long rebound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If they shoot on the left side of the court, the rebound's probably going to be on the right side.
Correct.
You know, and just understanding those things and then understanding that the value of the ball.
Right.
You know, if you understand that the ball is the key to the game.
I want to go get it, unless you're my grandson. Puts his hands down by his side and said, Beckett said, I didn't want the ball. I just want to run, Grandpa. So that's good. I agree with you. And I think it's a lot of heart. Who wants it
yeah,
more?
Yeah, definitely.
You know,
and you know, it's such an important part of winning, though. And I think coaches need to emphasize that there's a correlation between winning and rebounding mm-hmm. the ball.
What's interesting, the first meeting at Martin Luther, Coach Wallersheim, self, this group who had won two games in 3 years, he said, understand what the philosophy of this program is going to be. We're going to defend hard, mm-hmm. and we're going to give up one shot in the defensive end. We do not give up offensive rebounds. And that's the core of, you know, he preaches that a lot. And I don't know if a lot of coaches preach that part of it. But, boy, you know, he gets after it a lot. If you give up an offensive rebound, there's a pretty good chance you can come sit next mm-hmm. to me for a little bit.
Yep.
You know what? And we'll talk a little bit, you know, about what you were like in fifth grade and all that. But you're going to want to get back on the floor so box out. Hey, let's get to a break. Daryl Longley, who's the head basketball coach at Bayview, is with us. At 11:15, Matt Lewis, the interim head coach at UW Oshkosh, will join us as well. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Ho! Brothers and sisters, I want to welcome you back to life.
This show has really changed, man. Welcome back.
You said I want to welcome you back to life.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, what is the name of our show?
I don't know. Wendy's Varsity Blitz Life Show with Dr. Phil. It was that week with the wives. And there, I'm telling you, man. It was half Dr. Phil, half Oprah Winfrey. We're talking about our feelings. We're all hugging. It was great. Crying, stuff like that.
That's fantastic. Awesome.
Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show. Presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan. Mike McGiver alongside my co-host, he's David Cooks, author David Cooks, Go to davidcookspeaks.com. Name of the book, Getting Undressed from Paralysis to Purpose. Things going well for you.
Things are really good, man. I was telling Daryl I've got 4 speeches in the next 8 days, leaving for Carolina tomorrow morning. And
for you.
So it's a
busy come back
week.
And do the Martin Luther one in April. That thing got canceled.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Coming back in April to do that. And
thank you for
things,
that.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
you know, things are going well. And
Leroy Butler was a guest speaker last year. You got big shoes to fill, brother.
Yeah, well, you know, I try not to put my feet in other people's shoes.
Yeah, that's smart. You know what? I really should go by that because, yeah, that's really smart. Special in studio guest, head basketball coach at Milwaukee Bayview, Daryl Longley. Just got a text from Rock, by the way.
Oh, really?
Saying thanks for showing some love, Matt.
He's a good guy, man. He's over in the building now. He's
one of the best.
Oh, he's in your building
He's
now?
In the building
I wonder
now,
where
yeah.
he was.
Yeah.
Big fan of his.
Yeah.
I just am. And you know what? When he was at Riverside, he was so kind with his time mm-hmm. for this show. He would always call me back, or he'd always come in studio. He had his sons come in studio. He just, man, he's got a smile that lights up the room.
Yeah.
If I'm in a dark alley and I need somebody with me, I'm taking him.
Every day he comes in, we come in and he's there about 8, and every day it's a good guy.
Yeah,
every day you got to come in with a joke. Everyone's smiling, everyone's laughing.
He embraces life.
Yeah, mm-hmm. definitely.
And I thought that in fact I made some phone calls for him because mm-hmm. When he wants to be a head coach again, bad. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think he wanted to put his toe back in the water.
Mm-hmm.
But when he really wants to do it, I think there's somebody that's going to go come run our program.
Yeah.
And he'll do a great job.
Yeah. Yeah, he's good. He knows a lot, too, man. Just hanging with him every day, picking his brain. He's helped me out a lot this year.
Yeah. His boys were good, man.
Yeah.
They were really good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I remember the one at Iowa State, I remember seeing him in like 7th grade and said, man. That kid's in 7th grade? And he said, yeah, that kid can play. He said, man, and he worked that younger one hard, man.
Yeah.
Rock got after,
yeah.
He got after him pretty hard. Hey, this conference, city conference, different than it was when you played in it?
Yeah. It's I don't think it's as talented as it was when I played. A lot of guys just going different ways with the charter schools and whatnot, different options. A lot of guys in my area stayed in the city conference. You know, they played in the city conference. But I think this year is better than recent years. Teams are getting better.
It's kind of top heavy
yeah,
a little bit.
Say.
Yeah, yeah.
A
yeah.
little top. And some of the teams, look, I know a lot of you guys in the city, and I ask you who's the best coach in the conference, and a lot of people go to Ty at South Division.
Yeah, Ty is real good. If he has some more talent, I think he'd get some more wins. But like we played him on Wednesday. We're down at halftime.
Yeah,
like he runs his stuff. The kids buy in.
Mm-hmm. Do they ever get a kid 6'3" or bigger? They might have a bigger kid this year.
I think they got a 6'4" kid this year.
Yeah. But he doesn't. Ty's like, I don't even know how to put the kid in the post.
Yeah.
The funniest Ty story. First of all, when I get this book, your book, uh-huh. first thing I do is look up his quotes.
Yeah.
Last year's quote was, "Our strengths are we're bilingual." And this year, our kids are so nice. They say thank you to the bus driver, and they give the other team the ball as often as possible. This is stuff he puts in his book. But I'm telling you, if he had – and they don't get a lot of good
right.
basketball players over there.
Yeah.
But I think he's one of the best coaches. So when I say, look, it's top-heavy,
mm-hmm.
You're always surprised if you see Milwaukee King down in the second half.
Yeah, they're having a rough year.
They're having a rough year. And – you know what? I'm not sure that's the team I want to play come playoff time.
No, and that's the thing. They got a lot of talent over there.
Yeah,
I don't know how. I don't know what's going on, but in the playoffs, that don't match up with them.
No.
Yeah. Just try to stay away if you can.
They start hitting shots.
Yeah, definitely.
You're in trouble. The school that not only Bayview, I think Milwaukee Madison is another team. I think that they're playing really well. Milwaukee Hamilton's 4-1. Mm-hmm. Milwaukee Vincent in conference 6-1. Riverside 6-1. Looking at your schedule, you got some tough games coming up, man.
Yeah. The next 2 weeks are going to be tough. We just added East Troy the day after Washington.
Oh, wow.
I don't know why we did that.
Wow. What were you thinking?
Yeah, what were you thinking?
You know, I mean, we're I don't know.
We're both getting out of here.
Yeah.
Look, I know East Troy.
Yeah.
We played it 3 times the last 12 months.
They
can play.
It's going to be good, though.
But it's a great non-conference game for you.
Exactly.
To get you ready for the tournament.
Exactly. And that's what I was thinking. I didn't want to play them back-to-back to Washington, but – I mean, schedule-wise, is all we had available.
Hey, we did the same thing. We didn't do back-to-back date, but we started with Washington and then went to East Troy.
Mm-hmm.
So now we went 2-0, so I'm fully expecting.
No pressure?
No.
No pressure.
Now, and again, you know, that was the first game of the year. Deontay wasn't he wasn't Deontay, and they didn't have this kid from Texas move in. So I'm glad we got him when we got him. So, hey, good luck with that one.
Yeah, we should be all right. We at the end of the day, we're going to play hard and see how it goes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but you get, you know, you look, you got Vincent
Monday.
Monday, and then Marshall on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Then Washington, East Troy, King, and Milwaukee Hamilton that come playoff time. Hey, do you like the CD meetings?
They're interesting. they're very interesting.
Man, you are politically correct, my friend.
Yeah, they're very interesting. You know, the first 3 years I've been there, I haven't had much juice going in. You know, we usually get the 4 or 5 seed or something like that, something crazy. So, you know, I just sit back and relax and enjoy the other guys.
Yeah, this year you got some juice.
Just a little bit. Cup's half full this year, so we'll see how it goes.
Fresh squeeze or from frozen concentrate?
Oh, fresh squeeze.
Hey,
amen. Sure.
Look at the schedule. You're going to have the King game and the Milwaukee Hamilton game after the seeding meeting.
East Troy as well. Our seeding meeting is Saturday morning. We play East Troy that night. So
okay.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's right. Saturday the 6th. Yeah. So those three games. So look, knock on wood that this doesn't happen. But at this point, you're 15-1.
Mm-hmm.
The worst thing that happens, you're 15-4.
Mm-hmm.
And the best, you know, if you're 17-2, 18-1,
mm-hmm.
you walk in and you own the room.
Yeah.
Who else is in your regional?
We have Pewaukee, Eisenhower, Greenfield, Greendale, Berlin West.
So you stayed away from some of these schools that.
No, not by choice. I tried to get them.
You don't want them in there.
No,
you don't want. You don't want your Division II, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You don't want Nicolet in yours,
well,
right?
Yeah.
You don't want. Trust me.
No,
you
sure?
Stay away. Yeah, get them up at the Kohl Center.
Okay,
that's all where right. you want them. Right. Get them on that big court. Yeah. Have you seen? You've seen them?
I've seen them. I like the competition. I want to play the best. You know. So you know, we're not running from anybody.
No, don't run from them. But if you got to play them, play them on the big court.
I got
in
you.
Madison.
Right.
That's what I'm thinking.
What I'm
that's old coach talking to a
got
young
you.
Gun.
Uh-huh.
He's one of the young guns.
Yeah.
During the break, we're gonna coach him up a little bit. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Some of the best high school basketball in the state is played right here in Southeast Wisconsin. It's time to hear from some of the best high school basketball coaches in the area. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores. Now with former Marquette High and Concordia University coach David Cooks, here's 105.7 FM The Fan's High School Insider, Big Time Mike McGivern.
Hey, welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM The Fan. Mike McGivern alongside David Cooks, author David Cooks, Getting Undressed from Paralysis to Purpose is the name of the book, DavidCooksSpeaks.com. Going to Carolina. How many speeches in Carolina?
Just one.
Yeah, where at?
In Cary at a company called Dude Solutions.
Excellent.
So we'll do that and then try to catch the UNC-Virginia game Monday night and then fly back in the snowstorm on Tuesday.
You're going to try to get to the game?
Yeah, I'm working on a little something, you know.
That's a tough ticket.
Yeah, well, you know, tough, never settle. Never said.
Well, once you tell the Carolina people that you were a Duke guy, it gets a little tougher,
no,
right?
No, see, what I'm going to do is, as part of my speech, I got a picture of me with Dean Smith and Phil Ford.
Sellout.
With Roy Williams and Phil Ford from recently. So you know, I'm going to, you know, you do what you got to do. I do have a couple Duke pictures in there, but I put that toward the end of the speech.
Yeah, that's so smart. You know, or call Tony Bennett. You know, maybe Virginia can get you.
Yeah, well, that's we're working through a couple channels.
There you go.
A couple channels.
I can't help you
the
with
Bojangles
that ticket.
The Bojangles chicken is going to be delicious, though.
Oh, I bet.
Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles.
Oh, man. We really got to talk about this whole singing thing, man. I'm tone deaf, and I think you're best. What does that tell you?
Wow. That's pretty
Our
harsh.
Special in-studio guest, and man, he's a good one, man. One of the young guns. He is a Bayview Red Cat. went to school there, and now he's four-year head coach over there. And Daryl's been just really a pleasure for us to have in studio. Hey, when we talked about the playoffs, we talked about tournament time, Coach, are you practicing different now than the beginning of the year? Do you start to worry about these kids' bodies breaking down? And do you shorten practices? What's your philosophy on that?
Definitely. You got to keep it in mind. You know, beginning of the season, you go a little harder. You know, you toughen them up, try to get them ready for the season. Now, you know, we're in tune. We're playing well. Right now, we get a lot of shots up. Not so much conditioning-wise, not so much running. Try to save their legs a little bit more.
Right.
Make sure they're eating right.
How do we do that?
Yeah,
that's tough.
What's that?
Eating right part.
Yeah. Oh, man, it's tough. It's tough. Like I said before, my mom and the parents helps out a lot. My mom, she owns her own catering. She cooks. That's what she does. So she prepares.
What's the name of the catering company?
Andre and Ronnie Catering.
Okay.
Yeah, her and her husband. They've been doing it for a while now. So
is she listening, you think?
She should be. She's at the restaurant now, so she should be there. You know,
where is that located?
It's right on 13th and Keith.
Do they deliver?
Yeah.
Do they deliver? Are they coming to the station?
For you, they will. Yeah, hey, for you. I can make it happen.
We got another hour.
I can make it happen. I can make it happen. Let me know.
13th and Keith, what's the name of the restaurant?
It's inside of a lounge, Casper's Lounge. She runs the kitchen. Yeah, she runs the kitchen in the back. It's pretty nice. Yeah.
What's the specialty? Are we? Am I gonna get
for me or for you? Overall, like,
let's say for you.
For me, I get the catfish all the time, man. The catfish is great.
Steaks or fillets?
Fillets. I do the fillets. Yeah, okay. Yeah. But she does good everything.
What is her first name?
Veronica.
Veronica, there's five of us in studio. Greg Harden just showed up. 11800 West Grand in Hills Corners.
And I love some catfish, too.
Oh, you know what? Yeah. I'll go with the catfish.
Catfish is good.
See me drilling? Yeah. That's 13th and Keefe. That's awesome. You know what? But getting these kids to hydrate their bodies, mm-hmm. get their rest, mm-hmm. take care of their schoolwork, mm-hmm. you know, and we talk about this a lot, Coach, and I know that you'll agree that to play basketball is not a right. It's a privilege, and you earn that privilege. And the way you earn the privilege, you take care of your business in the classroom, in the community, at home, and then you earn the right to play on your basketball team.
Definitely.
This time of year, grades, you got to make sure you mm-hmm. got another grade mm-hmm. cycle coming up.
Yep, right before state. Yep.
Right before state. Mm-hmm. You have those conversations with the kids a lot?
Daily. You have to. I mean, these guys, especially with the success we're having, the books is, you know, sometimes take a back burner, you know, take the back seat. So, you know, you got to keep those guys focused on what's more important, you know, because you want to play basketball, but if you don't have any grades, you can't play.
Did Veronica teach you that?
Yeah.
She did?
Yeah, she did.
She made sure that you knew.
All the time.
Because if you went to Winona State, you obviously ACT's, everything was taken care of. You took care of your business.
Definitely.
Let's talk about, just for a moment, about the importance of that, because that was on my list in terms of you've got your degree, you've come back. You didn't have to come back. You've got a bunch of former players that graduated that have come back to pour into these young men.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that just for a moment, about mentoring and the importance of the education mm-hmm. and what your vision is as a coach for your players beyond basketball.
Yeah, and something I pride myself into when I took over 4 years ago, every kid that left, that graduated through, went to college, you know, whether it was basketball or whatnot, we made sure they got into school. You know, every senior that came through, they went to school. So, and we check in with a daily. They come back, they hang out. You know, we got guys in the building now. We got guys that come back for the breaks and hang out. Briante's at Barton right now in Kansas, our probably most successful kid that since I've been there, doing pretty well out there, full ride, you know, nothing out of pocket, free education for 2 years. So he's, You got to do it. It's the next step in life, because after this, you got to be a young man. You got to be a father. You got to be a husband. You know, whatever it may be.
Right. You know, it's interesting. And again, you're one of the young guns. Mm-hmm. So this is going to happen. It's happened to David. It's happened to me, where all of a sudden somebody will come up to you and say, "Hey, look, 20 years ago, mm-hmm. you know, you had me. 15 years ago, I was at a wedding once, and I had a woman come up and say, "Hey, I'm engaged to this guy." And do you know that he played grade school, high school, and college basketball, and you're the only coach mm-hmm. in his life who told me he's a good basketball player? Mm-hmm. You followed up with saying, "But you're too lazy." Mm-hmm. Now, he's heard that part of it a lot, but he never heard that from another coach. Mm-hmm. And do you know how many times he's told me this story? And I said, really? And she said, yeah, do you remember the story I'm talking? And it was, he was going to quit the team. He wasn't getting enough playing time.
Right.
And I took him to lunch. It cost me $50, but, you know, it's against all WIA rules. So I'm not going to be suspended. But, and that's what, it, and that conversation was, look, I think we can win the state championship, but we can't do it if you quit.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Coach, I'm not even playing. I said, but you're really important in the locker room.
Right.
These guys love you. And you would be playing because you're a really good basketball player, but you're so lazy.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, man, why does everybody keep telling me that? And I said, well, because. Do you know that this kid ended up getting an academic ride to MSOE?
Crazy.
The kid's smarter than, and he goes, I said, what are you doing now? He said, Coach, it's perfect for me. I'm an IT consultant. I sit at home in my sweats. Mm-hmm. I make a boatload of money. And he said, I play video games till I get a call.
Right.
Then I walk him through it. He said, it's perfect. I said, yeah, I didn't think you were out, you know, swinging a hammer or anything. He said, no, that would not definitely not be what I wanted to do. Coach, when somebody asks you about the mission that you have for this program, and I know it's, and as we talked, it's bigger than basketball, mm-hmm. but if there's a kid in eighth grade or a kid who is a freshman, not happy where they're at, and they come and say, hey, look, can you tell me a little bit about the stuff you're doing at Bayview? What do you tell them?
You come to this program, you play for me, you play for our staff, you know, we're going to prepare you for life, not just basketball, but for life, you know, life after high school, after college, we're going to prepare you to be a successful young man in your community. You know, that's the biggest thing.
Right.
At one day, you know, the ball is going to stop bouncing. I mean, coaches told me that my entire life, and it's true. You know, me being 31 now.
Did you believe him?
I didn't. Right. I thought I was young forever. You know what I mean? You're playing basketball, you're running around, you don't. You know, you're not thinking about 10 years from now.
Right.
You know what I mean?
At 31, you're still young. Trust me.
Oh, man.
At least I think
Tell
that.
My knees that. Tell yeah, my knees.
Well,
yeah.
You know what? You trust me. You're still in one of the young guns here in the city coaching basketball. Hey, when some of these kids ask you what it takes to play at the next level, and you did at Winona State, you were part of that program, not only academically but athletically, what do you tell them?
Dedication. You got to be dedicated. You got to. Early mornings, 5 a.m. wake-up calls, weight room, film, practice, conditioning, off season. I didn't even mention books yet. I haven't mentioned studying yet.
Right.
That's
right.
Just to get on the court. And then you gotta take care of your grades. You know, you gotta pass those tests. You gotta sit in those lectures. Then you gotta go to study sessions. And you gotta sit there and do your tutoring. It's a lot of work. It's a full time job.
Hey, there was a young man years ago at Dominican that coached by the name of Ray Nixon. He's mm-hmm. playing
yeah.
professionally
yeah.
still. And he came back and I said, hey, this was like sophomore year. I said, hey, girl's pretty up there? He said, Coach. He said, I think so. He goes, do you have any idea how hard this is for me? He said, I'm getting through. I'm getting really good grades, but I got offered tutors in every, mm-hmm. and I took them all.
Yeah.
I took all of them, every opportunity. But the amount of work that we have to do, you know, outside of the basketball season is just every bit as much as I do, yeah. you know, during the season. And he said, I have no time for that right now.
Right.
And he said, I'm not crying about it. I love what's going on. I love being up there. I love being on this team. I love everything that comes about being a Division I basketball player.
Mm-hmm.
But the pretty girls on campus, they're going to have to wait a little bit, Coach.
Yeah.
And, you know, I smirked and smiled about it, but you kind of know exactly what he was going through.
Yeah, definitely. I got a kid right now, and I coached AAU ball. He's a senior at LMU out in L.A.
Yeah.
James Bateman, played for Rocket Riverside.
Oh, yeah, you bet.
Yeah. So I go visit him. I went to visit him last year for a couple of days right before the season. And, you know, it was my second or third time in L.A., so I went to hang out and see everything. So I'm asking him where to go, where to do, what to do. I don't know. I don't get out. I go to my dorm. I go to the gym. I go to the library. I go to the class. So we go hang out and explore the city together. It was his first time going to, you know, Malibu and the beach and everything. Like, you don't have any time for this. He's in L.A.
And he didn't know where to go.
Yeah.
No. Rock would have told him. Rock should have went out there. Rock could show him a place or two.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no doubt. Guys, let's get to a break. Other side of the break, the interim head coach at UW Oshkosh, we're going to ask him about that interim thing, because I don't know. When you're, what do you think? They're 2 in the country, 3 in the country?
They're in the top 5.
Top 5.
You know,
if I was his agent, I'd walk in right now and say, okay, you know what, before we play another game, let's take that interim thing away. But he seems like too nice of a guy.
He's a nice guy, man.
He should hire me. I'll get that interim thing off before noon
today. Hire you as an agent.
I would just call and say, hey, look, I know there's some other schools looking at him. You might want to take the interim thing away now.
Okay.
Why don't you make that call right quick?
So I'll do it right now. So when we introduce him, we won't have to say intro.
Hey, there we go.
This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Do you ever wonder why a basketball coach does what he does? What's his coaching philosophy? What are some of the drills he does every day to make his team better? It's time for the Coach's Corner, brought to you by the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Department.
Oh, welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores. I'm Mike McGivern, alongside my Valentine, I guess. He handed something off. David Cooks, former coach at Concordia University and author of Getting an Address from Paralysis to Purpose. Daryl Longley, the head basketball coach at Bayview, and our next guest. Now, look, it says interim on the website, and what they're doing at UW Oshkosh, I'm telling you, he should hire me as his agent because he would not be the interim. He is the interim head coach at Oshkosh. He is Matt Lewis. Coach, how you doing today?
I'm doing well. Doing well. I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, well, I appreciate the short notice that you're willing to come on and celebrate this season that you guys are having. Coach, it's been a heck of a run so far.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. And you caught me this morning. You know, I'm sure Coach Longley's the same way. You don't sleep a ton during season. So
not at all.
Any time of day, it's usually you see it. So I appreciate it.
So does that mean that I sleep all the time?
David Cook's talking. Yeah, he does. Maybe he does sleep too much. Is that what you're saying?
He might now.
So hey, I
the right books and speeches. Who knows?
There you go. I can tell you this, Coach. That he said, look, I don't miss trying to get some kids and having to recruit against Matt Lewis because he's awfully good. Looking at your roster, a lot of Wisconsin kids. Coach, I there's a couple of Illinois kids I want you to just show to the door and fill those spots with Wisconsin kids. But a lot of Wisconsin kids, and I like that. I appreciate that UW Oshkosh, I know the football program does it, and certainly the basketball program, giving kids from our state a chance to play at the next level.
Yeah, and I think that's part of, you know, just being in the WEAC conference and a member of the UW system schools. You know, we're the third biggest university in the state, and so for us, it starts with getting the best kids we can, not only in Wisconsin, but within our backyard, just within an hour of Oshkosh. Here, we've got, you know, incredible basketball in the Fox Valley up to Green Bay, and then, you know, we're only about an hour and 15 minutes down to Milwaukee and Madison, so we've got ease of access to a lot of really good basketball in our state, and then we've got some high-quality guys from Illinois, and you know, we're under 3 hours to a lot of those really good programs in Illinois. So for us, it does. It starts with getting the best kids we can get in Wisconsin. And then if we need a few others, then we go to Illinois and we find the right fits there as well.
Hey, Coach, when Pat left to go to Washington University, Coach Juckman, when he ended up going to Washington University, was that a surprise to you? And when he left, did you step right up and say, hey, look, I'm ready to take this thing for the year?
Yeah, I would say it wasn't a complete surprise to me, but, you know, I wasn't blindsided by it, but I also was a little surprised because he wasn't actively looking. You know, he was happy as he could be here in Oshkosh. He was, you know, from just down the road in Chilton, so he wasn't actively looking, and that job came coming, and that's a dream job for most Division III coaches.
Yep.
So when he left, you know, I completely understood, and he and I had a great relationship, and he really helped me become the coach that I am now. And so when he left and I found out that this was a realistic opportunity that I could be the next coach, I said, absolutely, I'm ready for it. And a large majority of that is just the guys that we have. And we have incredible guys on our team and great assistant coaches, and that really gave me the confidence to step right into the next seat.
Hey, David, can you tell me, I don't know, do you remember what you did for Thanksgiving? Doesn't that seem like a really long time ago?
Yeah, was that this year?
Yeah, no, in November. Yeah.
November, oh.
Doesn't it seem like a really long time ago? The last time UW Oshkosh got beat, 17th of November.
That's before Thanksgiving.
I know, just before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, they're doing pretty good. Wow. What did you do for Thanksgiving?
I don't know. I don't know my nieces and nephews' names. They haven't lost since, and they lost, who did they lose to? Wheaton. Wheaton College. 86-74. Since then, they've run the table, man. And
the WEAC.
They're beating
in the WEAC.
Yeah, we're not talking. I mean, they've beaten Stevens Point and Platteville and Stout and Whitewater and River Falls and La Crosse and Eau Claire. And man, Coach, what if somebody comes to watch this team play? Give us an idea on the style of play that you like and these kids excel at. Are you a man coach? Are you a zone coach? You get the sure. ball down. Are you a half court guy?
Yeah, we're man to man. We haven't played zone in several years. Not to say it's not in a package somewhere that you could possibly play it, but you know, we want to be a hard-nosed man-to-man team. On the offensive end, you know, we just teach guys how to play basketball as opposed to a bunch of plays. So I'd classify us more as a motion flow team. In terms of the pace of play, you know, it's really kind of game to game. Like, we're going to take the first great shot we can get. You know, if that's the first 5 or 6 seconds, awesome. If that's not a great shot, then we need to break it down and we need to find a shot at some point within the shot clock. I think if you come and watch us, the one thing that I really want people to say is, man, these guys they're aggressive, they're confident, they're together. You know, they play extremely hard. They're passionate, energetic about basketball. You know, it may not be the prettiest thing in the world at times because it never is for every team, but I want our guys to play extremely hard and for the people to watch us just go, man, that team competes.
Hey, Coach, can you identify a good shot for us? Because I'm telling you, I have a I've been coaching 36 years. And harder time to find it for some kids. What a good shot. Look, I don't mind a good quick shot. If you know, you're leaning into it and you're getting – but we can get some of these shots, you know, 3, 4, 6 passes later if we want it. Let's see if we can get something a little closer. When you talk to kids about taking a good shot, could you identify that?
Yeah. So for us, it's a little bit numbers-driven in terms of efficiency. You know, you hear a lot about just the mid-range jump shot kind of going by the wayside recently. And really, that's a numbers thing. Like, the most efficient shots in the game of basketball are threes right at the rim and the free throw line. And it's not just, you know, threes that are shot. It's open in-rhythm threes. So you're hunting those at all times. Whenever you can get one, you take one. You want to finish right around the rim, but not over a body. You know, if there's a guy in between you and the basket, your percentages and your efficiency go down greatly. And then the free throw line is obviously the free throw line. You gotta be able to get there and you gotta make them. Now for some guys, they prove that they've got the ability to take and make other shots. Some coaches have different philosophies and they encourage, you know, different shots at different times. So if we have guys that can prove they can knock down a certain shot, well, they've got the freedom to go and take that thing. You know, who am I to question them if they're making shots? It's a little personnel-based, and then it's a little numbers-based as well.
Hey, I got it. I bet Coach Cerrone, that football coach, is pretty happy with the success you're having. The campus itself, a lot of winning going on up there, Coach.
Yeah, we've got something special right now. We've got a lot of programs doing some really special things, and you know, just our winter sports programs. Our the office next door to me, Brad Fisher, our women's coach, is leading the conference. Our indoor track and field programs are ranked in the top 10 in the country. Our softball team just got preseason ranked. Gymnastics is ranked top 10 in the country. And then you haven't even touched Coach Cerrone in the football program yet. So there's a lot of coaches and a lot of student athletes that are doing some pretty special things. And it's fun to be around it. You know, you come to the office every day and people are excited and passionate about not only what they're doing as a program, but what we're doing as a department overall.
Hey, Coach, last thing. I like to ask college coaches for maybe one staple drill that you guys do on a daily basis. It can be a rebounding drill, a shooting drill, a shell drill. Something that you guys, that you personally believe in so much that you want your guys doing every day. Do you have a drill like that?
Sure. We start out most days with a very simple closeout drill. We've got a handful of them that we pick between just because if you're going to be a strong defensive team, you got to be really good at closing out and guarding the basketball. So we do a little closeout drill every single day to start. And then we have one shooting drill we do every day as well. That's a timed shooting drill, and I stole it from my first college coaching gig. We took it from that team, and we've been doing it here ever since, and we keep track of the numbers each season, and just gives guys feedback as to where they're at in terms of shooting the basketball. And, you know, we've got program records and all that sort of stuff. And so those are kind of two of our staples that we do a lot.
Where do you shoot with that shooting drill? Are there different spots on the floor that you're taking those shots from?
Yeah, this one's pretty simple. It's just called two-minute drill. Just the traditional five spots, the corner, wing, top, wing, corner, two basketballs, two rebounders. You got to make 25 shots in 2 minutes. If you complete it, then you've got a time. Like, you know, today I completed in a minute and 24 seconds. If you don't make 25 shots, then you've got a score for the day. Okay, 23 shots for me. I think our program record right now is 58 seconds. One of our guys that graduated last year, Charlie Noon, got it in 58 seconds. And then our senior point guard right now, Ben Boots, his career best is 59. So his window to complete it is dwindling, and he's trying to chase down Charlie.
Hey, Ben Boots is a good basketball player.
Yeah, he is.
That's a really good basketball player.
We're trying to sign him right now to 5 more years. I'm working out with his agent to try and get that done. The NCAA may block us at some point, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, you know what? We might want to be careful on any NCAA issues with what's going on with some of the coaches at some higher levels. We don't want to get you in trouble. Hey, I wanted to have you on to celebrate the year that you guys are having, and the fact that, again, a number of guys that we've talked about during their high school career on this show are up playing at Oshkosh. Hey, last thing, when we had Coach Cerrone on the high school football show that I do 2 years ago, and my mom, who's in her mid-80s, listens to this show, and I've got Coach Cerrone on, and she's calling me. And I thought, what is she doing? She knows I'm on the air. And so I let it go to voicemail, and she called again. So I thought there was an issue. So I cut the interview quick, and I went outside and called my mom. I said, "You okay?" She goes, "Yeah, I wouldn't play for that guy." And I said, "What?" She goes, "He's too cocky." She said, I said, "Ma, he's not looking for an 85-year-old woman with a bad wheel." She said, "I've got some eligibility left, so I wouldn't play for him." So I thought it was hysterical. He's doing a really good job, obviously. He recruits our state, you know, really hard. And a lot of good things going on up in Oshkosh. The facilities are top-notch.
Yeah, I would agree there. We're fortunate to have what we have. I mean, just top to bottom, all our athletics programs, the facilities and access to the resources that we have is first rate. And I've been to a lot of Division III, you know, facilities and programs across the country. And I'd put us up against a vast majority of those. You're going to be tough to find what we have right here in the home state. And that is one of the reasons we go hard after guys from and girls from Wisconsin, is because they can stay home. They can play for a national championship contending program in whatever, you know, sport they're in. And they can play in some really nice facilities and get a great education.
Coach, I swear, last question. I can have you on for another hour. I'm not kidding.
He's a Baptist preacher, so he's having seven closes.
I have another question. What do you think your staff and your players, what did you learn from that season last year on getting as far to the Final Four, getting as far into that as you guys did? What do you think you learned from an experience like that?
Yeah, I think we just learned what it takes on a daily basis to win. You know, guys learned how much they had to invest, you know, not only into each other, you know, on a daily day at practice and that sort of thing, but how much you had to invest, you know, in your own game outside of practice and the lifting and sleeping and eating right. They just kind of learned that. And I think big pictures, we learned who we are. You know, we came into this year and we had enough guys returning. You know, we graduated a couple, but we had so many guys returning that we know exactly who we are, and so let's just go be who we are. And there wasn't this feeling out period where, you know, a lot of years you've got new players or new rotation, and you're trying to sort out what your identity is going to be. For us, we knew coming off of last year, which is it's a powerful thing. And so we were excited from day one, and it's been a fun year. But, you know, really for us, today is day one. You know, we're not at the Thanksgiving and losing at Wheaton, you know, however many games ago. You know, we really haven't focused on any of that at all. It's just been the next game is day one, and let's go have some fun and enjoy it.
Hey, Coach, you let Daryl Sims know that I'm going to be calling him as your agent. And if he doesn't take the interim part away here in the next 24 hours, I got a lot of opportunities for you to coach somewhere. I'm only kidding. Hey, good luck today against Stevens Point. And I really appreciate a few minutes of your time. He's Matt Lewis, the head coach at UW Oshkosh. Coach, thanks a lot.
Really appreciate it. Hey, Coach there.
Yeah.
Go get some blueberry biscuits for me down in both angles, all right? I haven't had those blueberry biscuits in a couple of years.
Man, so you know what you're talking about. Yeah, I will.
Oh yeah,
I'll take care of that for you.
Oh yeah.
I lived in New Orleans for a couple of years. I know the biscuits.
Yes, sir. Hey, Matt, you know those biscuits are. He might get them to the plane, but they're not getting back to Wisconsin.
Oh, I didn't say I was going to take care of him. Oh. I said I'd take care of it.
Oh,
let's just get that squared away.
I thought you were going to take care of me and my buddy Matt Lewis. We're like twins. You got to take care of us.
And we'll see what happens.
Got Daryl in studio here.
Yeah, I know. Well, look.
He's not bringing him back.
No, I'm not bringing him back. I'll come up to a game pretty soon.
Yeah, you need to get up there soon because they only got a couple left. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you bet. Hey, Matt, thank you very much.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Good luck today against Stevens Point.
Appreciate that.
You got it. We'll get to a break. Other side of the break, Craig Harden's going to join us. He's in studio. I forgot to tell you guys we're doing TV stuff today, too. I want to talk to Craig about how this TV show is going. And, yeah, I'm going to move him next year. Is that all right?
Did I just get fired?
No.
Oh, good. Okay,
no,
yeah.
I just don't let you talk anymore, but you can sit there all you want. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
If you want me to stay, I'll be around today to be available for you to see. I'm about to go. Stay here. I got to be me.
Going old school. You like this? Man, see, you like my music.
Well, hey, you know something? We're going next level.
Yeah.
And that's what you're doing.
There you
and
go.
Let me just congratulate you publicly.
With you. Thank you very much.
You were all over me about my bumper music. Because my bumper music was going us to taking us to another place. You went old school today?
Oh, it was taking us to another place, all right.
That was Sly and the Family Stone, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
What you know about them?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Come on.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, I was in the clubs. You be quiet,
you
Daryl.
Got hit with a club? Is that what you said?
You got no idea how much rhythm I have.
We don't know.
Oh, I'm going to show you. Thank goodness you're not videotaping this, Craig Harden. You keep that off. We are joined in studio by Craig Harden. Came in and do a segment for The Athlete. Mm-hmm. 11 o'clock, Channel 24 on Sundays.
Yep.
How are things going?
Going great. This is our first year with The Athlete. The Athlete is not only a television show, but it's a streaming network, which we just started in November. We did the show just so we could get more recognition for what we're doing.
Right.
So hopefully we got two more weeks of the show left, and everything else is going to be on our website to live stream. We do live stream games. Next Friday, we have a big game. We'll be at the Bayview putting them on live stream for the first time against Washington. So, the TV show is going wonderful. It's kind of like Preps Plus meets Today's, where we do high school, but we also have college. We also have pros from the Milwaukee Waves. We also have fashion and technology. So, it's a Preps Plus on steroids for 2019.
I'm a little surprised that you didn't have me do the fashion segment.
Well, it's still time.
Hey, Daryl, what you laughing at? I'm only kidding. You know, I'll stay in my lane.
I think if you see the prices of some of these shoes that we actually display, you'll be like me, and your mind would be just, it's like $400 shoes that some of these kids are wearing nowadays, which is in style. So that segment gets me every time. That it's unbelievable. Kids can pay this much money for shoes. So
yeah, they're always trying to borrow 10 from me. No wonder
that?
Why.
How's that work?
Yeah.
Hey, they got two pairs of shoes, and it's all good. Hey, so it much needed what you guys are doing with Spectrum not doing a high school basketball game anymore. Channel 24, we do the high school football.
Yep.
but there's no high school basketball. I think you and Jose Winston do a great job, by the way.
Appreciate that. And Jose has been wonderful. He's taken a year off this year after coaching Kenosha St. Joe's for 8 years and having that coach perspective. To his surprise, he's better than what he thought he was. But I knew he'll do great just because he's a people's person.
Right.
And he breaks down the play. Kind of like Tony Romo when you watch football on Sundays.
Yeah.
He's breaking down what's actually going on out there. So the average basketball fan or the casual fan can be like, oh, yeah, that they just ran a pick and roll or the high screen, ball screen, all that stuff. Where with me, I'm just kind of doing – I'm working Jose. I'm his coattail as he kind of rides the show.
You're really good, Craig. And we've known each other a long time. And I appreciate – being part of The Athlete. It's a really good show. I tape it every week, just getting home from church, and it's a really good show. And
appreciate
I think
that.
Yeah, and I think that the direction you told me that you wanted to take it, you have. It is there's a hodgepodge, there's something for everybody in that show, and I congratulate you on that.
We appreciate it. Definitely having you on the show gives us credibility too. So we had to get the veteran on there because you're known in every circle.
Hey, hold on. Did you hear that, Cooks? I give the show credibility. But then he said
is
veteran.
There a way,
then he said veteran because he's too nice to say you're the old guy we needed
on
the show.
Oh, no.
I think that's an FCC violation. what just happened there?
You know what? Jeff, please get me an air check on that and make sure you tape just that part. Craig Harden said he needed me.
For credibility. You know what? That means he's pretty desperate for credibility. That's what that means.
Well, we got Jose, too. So yeah, we got a guy who, I don't know if he got run out of Kenosha, which he didn't get run out of Kenosha. Guys like that helps the show and help what we're doing for our vision.
Well, you can, after basketball season, what will you do?
So, baseball.
You're going
to
do baseball?
We want to get into all sports. Like the Athlete Streaming Network, we want to be able to cover all sports. When I was on Preps Plus, we stopped pretty much after the state tournament.
Right, you guys
are
done.
So there was no baseball, there was no track and field. We want to be able to bring stories because we're going to team up with the Journal Sentinel. Mark Stewart's going to do some stuff for us too. So
good.
We want to be kind of just – and guys like Bayview, we love what you guys are doing because back in the days when you were with Spectrum, they already had their schedule made out for the whole year.
Right.
So they couldn't get – if you guys are having a great season like Bayview is doing, they couldn't get you on the schedule. But now we're able to flick – kind of like a flex. We can – wherever team is hot, we can go there that week, and it's easy to stream it and have people watch a game like you're watching Fox Sports. We have a color commentator, sideline reporter, three-camera setup. So
yeah, and you can go back and watch them.
You can go back and watch them. That's the great thing about it. The players can go back immediately after the game. They're immediately posted.
Yeah, in fact, one of our guards is not happy with you.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm only kidding. I was going to go through how he's in the parking lot waiting on you, but I'm just teasing. How do people go? Where do they go?
They go right to the web. So if you want to watch the live stream live, you can go right to our website at theathlete.co. You can watch it right from our website, or you can watch it from the YouTube channel where they have all the previous games too at the Athlete Live on YouTube channel. So
go. For me personally, going to that YouTube channel,
because
then you get to see again other games.
Right.
Like if you want to go back and watch the Martin Luther versus, at Dominican game.
Yep, that's on
or
there.
Martin Luther against Washington.
That's on there.
I think we're 2-0. No, did you guys do the Brooks Central one at the WBY shootout?
We did not do that one. No, we did do that one. We did.
Yeah, I've already forgotten about that one.
He
I don't want to talk.
Yeah,
don't
there.
Watch
we were
that.
There.
One.
No, wait a minute.
Don't watch that one.
So, how many Martin Luther games are on The Athlete?
We got three.
Oh, okay. That's
we got
17.
Yeah.
And a scrimmage.
We're diverse. We got some King girls. We got some Milwaukee, Washington. We got three Nicolet, Brookville Central, and some Sussex Hamilton. Kenosha St. Joe's last week for a revisit for Jose Winston.
Can anybody play with Nicolet?
Wow. You know, they're ranked 9th in the country, not just 1st in the state of Wisconsin.
Right.
If this team stays healthy, which, you know, knock on wood, that's the case, Washington with this new addition that they got, I still don't think Washington has the guard play to match up with a 6'9 Jalen Johnson who can look over anybody that controls the game from start to finish.
You know who's got really good guards?
Martin Luther. I haven't seen Bayview play.
Yeah.
That's we're so excited for next Friday game to be in the building.
He loves his guards, man. He loves his guards. And you know, in the high school game,
guards
gotta have really good guards. And then you get a 6'5 one that moves in from Texas.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's going to be.
He keeps saying he reminds me of Jason Kidd.
Oh, you guys seen him play?
No.
I've seen highlights from Baldur's Life on YouTube, but I haven't seen him personally. No. So.
How do you look?
Athletic and has a great jump shot.
You know his first game that he's going to be eligible?
I know. Yeah, that's why we're in the building.
Man, you're not going to sleep at all this week, Coach.
It's going to be a great week. Great week.
Right, if you're a basketball and you're a competitor like yourself, you got to live for stuff like this to get an opportunity to win. This is maybe if everybody wins out, this game Friday could be for the City Conference Championship.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yep.
No pressure.
No pressure. Don't tell the Bayview boys all this, man.
They know.
They all know.
They know.
It's personal, too.
Yeah.
It's so personal.
Definitely.
You know, the kids from the city, they all know each other, and they want to be able to talk a little bit come the off season, and it's personal. Where do you guys play?
We play at Bayview.
At Bayview.
Yeah, we got them at home.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Hey, Craig, thank you.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate you
coming in again. 11 o'clock on Sunday on Channel 24. If you can't see it live, you can obviously tape it. If not, go to theathlete.com, or if you want to watch these games, YouTube. Theathlete.com, correct?
Yep, .co.
Yep.
.com was taken.
The Athlete Live.
Yep, theathletelive.co, just because someone...
.co.
A lot of money if you want theathlete.com. So we just said .co is fine with us, too.
Yeah,
so.
No problem. No problem. Well, I really appreciate it. If there's anything else that you need from me, please let me know.
Appreciate it.
I'm proud to be part of that program. I really think the world of it. So.
Thank you. We are happy to have you.
Excellent.
Yeah, you'd be a lot happier if you had one other person, too.
Oh, hey. we are always expanding.
Ebony and Ivory.
Right. We are always expanding, so therefore, we can definitely sit down.
Ebony and Ivory, Stevie Wonder. So your music, I'm telling you, man, you're a lot different than people think.
You guys can do a music segment on the athlete.
Isn't it? I don't think it is. We'll look into it.
Yeah, we'll look into it. I don't know. You know, Ebony, Ebony.
No, please stop. This is the Wendy's first. Hey, Craig, do you ever think about being a co-host in a high school basketball coach's show?
You know what? We want podcasts. We want everything. We want the Athlete Network streaming to be kind of like an ESPN where we have everything. So.
Whoa.
So, hey, we can bring both you guys on board.
Word. Don't say ESPN in this building. Right. No.
You know, that four-letter word, you're right.
Don't say it. Yeah, Duke? Don't say it. Duke, that one,
that's
too.
That one, too.
You don't want to say that one in this building.
What?
No, you can say Tar Heels with Chuck Sullivan around here.
What about Marquette?
Marquette, good.
Okay.
When our GM showed, when he came here 4 years ago, called a full company meeting, and he walked in and he said, y'all, there's only one four-letter word that I will not allow in this building, and that's Duke. Don't say Duke. Don't mention Duke. If your dog's name is Duke, get rid of it. If your nickname is Duke, you're fired. If your husband's Duke, leave. Don't watch John Wayne movies. Okay. Don't say Duke. Hmm. North Carolina through and through.
Wow.
So I introduced him to David Cooks. I go, hey.
He's a Duke guy.
Duke guy. And he was like, he couldn't be mean to David.
Right. Because
David's a nice guy. Mm-hmm. When he left, he said, never bring that guy around here again. So,
and I'm still
here. And now you're still right. That's good.
You know why? That's because
I'm going to try to take a picture from the game.
And send it up. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Okay, we'll do that.
I'll get fired, so then I'll need to go work at ESPN. No, I'm just kidding. Craig, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, this is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Ebony and Ivory live together in perfect harmony.
Craig Harden hires you, just so you know. Ebony and Ivory. There's got to be a better nickname for us.
So am I Ivory or Ebony?
Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz. This is a PC show, so whatever. You say whatever you want. Okay. You can be either one.
I thought we were a Mac.
I know this.
A Mac. We do PCs in here?
Oh boy, oh boy. I know this, that I'm going to be Paul McCartney, because in today's world, man, the governor from Virginia, you don't want to do any of that stuff. Man, I can't be anybody but Paul McCartney. I can sing, though, like Stevie Wonder. Do you know how he got his name, by the way? Stevie Wonder?
You're in Virginia, you've been a governor.
I know, but you know what? This is really interesting to me.
Okay.
When he was in grade school, he was being picked on because he was blind. And they had a mouse was in the classroom. And the teacher said, everybody be quiet. Complete silence. Kids are screaming. And she said, Stevie, where's the mouse? Listen, where's the mouse? And he said, it's in the garbage can. And the mouse is in the garbage can, so they called him Wonder Boy. That's what they called him, and he went to Stevie Wonder. Boom.
Well, and that's a great story.
Thanks.
You know, you're a good storyteller when you don't have your own.
So when I was in fifth grade, just kidding. Thanks for joining us. Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show. Head basketball coach at Bayview. And if you listen to my stuff, you know how much I love having young guns in here. Fourth year at Bayview, he's a young gun. And he's learning on the job every single day. Coach, when you have a week like you guys have coming up, anything change? Do you guys scout much? Do you watch film? Do you guys do much of that?
Definitely. We record every opponent. Try to get multiple games. Me and the coaches, we break down film a lot. Scouting reports usually the day before the game. We'll go through with the team, walk through it, give them a copy, let them take it home, study it.
Okay.
You know, we ask them questions the next day, stuff like that.
Yeah. So you've seen Washington play.
Mm-hmm.
What part of what they do scares you a little bit?
They're talented. They have a lot of talent. You know,
that Foster's better than I thought.
Yeah,
he's really good. Like he might be an NBA good mm-hmm. kind of kid.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he's got the body for sure,
right.
And he can handle the ball. He does stuff that you just go, he's a sophomore,
mm-hmm.
that big. And you know what? He's helping kids up.
He's a good kid.
Yeah, I loved his spirit
to
play the game. It was really impressive to me. Thank goodness we played him first, because that's what would have kept me up at night,
mm-hmm.
is that kid, because he's really good.
Yeah. Yeah, he's talented. I mean, kids like that, you can't really stop him. You just want to contain him. Hopefully
right.
he don't interrupt for a big night against you. But, you know.
Because he can go inside out.
Yeah.
You know, he can shoot the three a little bit, and he's real active around the glass. You want to see if you can't get a foul or two on him, because he's pretty aggressive defensively.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Look at me giving you scouting.
I appreciate that. You're better than Cooks over here.
Wait a minute. He's trying. Yeah, I know. Yeah. He must. Man, he's even wearing purple and gold. Yeah. What's going on here?
No, I'm not wearing purple and gold. This is blue and gold.
It's close enough.
I know.
You know, it's interesting. You know, I haven't been. Washington seems to be like flying under the radar a little bit. Isn't that kind of.
Well, not until this article came out.
Right, until the article mm-hmm. came out. They were just kind of. You know, you weren't hearing much about them. They got some out-of-state losses, blah, 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 blah. But they're a good team.
They're a good team.
Oh, they're really good. And I'm telling you, did you see Craig Harden light up when he said, have you seen the videotapes of this kid?
Yeah.
He said, no. He said, man, watch him. Like, watch him. But look.
You still got to put it all together.
You know what?
You still got chemistry. You have to do all of that. You can't. Paper doesn't play. Players do. Mm-hmm. So you can show me a roster and all that kind of stuff, and that's great. But until paper plays against paper, let's just see what happens on the court.
Right.
Yeah, and in the first game, look, he'll run with them in some practices, mm-hmm. but now real bullets are being, right?
Yeah.
Now we're playing game time. They're going to play the national anthem, mm-hmm. cheerleaders, the band, everybody's going to be there.
Yeah.
It's his first game in the state of Wisconsin, and now the camera's going to be there.
Yeah.
Craig Harden and all three cameras will be there. It's let's see.
Yeah.
He's still he's 14.
Yeah.
Right.
He's 15 years old.
Absolutely.
So your kids will be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you basically
it's going to be two good teams competing. It's going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I can't thank you enough for coming. Tell Veronica that we're coming we're coming over, man.
We'll do.
We both want the catfish and she could put it in now so it's nice and I'm telling you. Does she come to games?
Yeah, yeah, she does our concessions. Yeah.
She does.
She does the concessions every game. It's nice.
What does she have there?
The menu changes daily, every game. It's crazy. It's crazy.
I told you we need to do a concession show.
Yeah, it's nice.
Well,
yeah.
I know, but I didn't think
Ask our table guys about it. Our table guys, they love it. They say it's the best concessions in the state. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you know what? I thought he'd come to one of my games mm-hmm. here. He's not coming to my games because we got popcorn and hot dogs. You're going to Bayview, aren't you?
I might have to make a trip over there. I'll get there early, though. I know parking's a little bit of a challenge.
Hey, you give Carter a hug.
We'll
right? Your girlfriend's name again, I wrote
Sarah.
It down, Sarah.
Yeah.
Maybe she's listening. Yeah. If she's not, He talks very highly of you, sir. He said he outkicked his covers like all of us boys. So, hey, good luck this week. Good luck the rest of the year.
Appreciate you guys.
Come playoff time, I'm going to reach out. We'll do a phone segment.
Sounds
when
good.
It comes to time when your seating comes out, stuff like that.
Appreciate it, guys.
Ebony Ivory, it's good to see you. Whichever one you want to be.
Great to see you.
Yeah, it's good to
whatever
see you.
Whatever you want to be.
Have safe travels to North Carolina.
Fantastic. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
we
you
will.
Bet.
See this you next weekend.
You got to see you next Saturday. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show presented. By the way, Wendy's, in that envelope,
yeah,
you get 6 coupons for any meals you want at Wendy's. You
my
can
man.
Take your staff, take your
Carter.
Take Carter, take anybody.
Yeah.
Take us if you want. Nobody's invited us, but if you want us, we're available. Thank you to Wendy's for that.
Appreciate
this
it.
This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.